The WUKY Newsroom is counting down five Kentucky stories that made 2016 2016. Number 5. The long-awaited yet surprising turnaround of the UK football program.
After starting off the season at 0-2, the Kentucky Wildcats lost starting quarterback Drew Barker to a season-ending back injury and then turned to junior college transfer Stephen Johnson, who along with 1,000-yard rushers Boom Williams and Benny Snell led the Big Blue to a 7-5 finish, including an impressive come-from-behind win over Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson and the Louisville Cardinals. That triumph helped the Cats secure an invite to take on Georgia Tech in the Taxslayer Bowl in Gainesville on New Year's Eve. UK coach Mark Stoops called it a hopeful turning point for a football program on the rise.
It bodes well for us in the future as well with our fan base. And I think certainly our fan base is energetic and excited about this opportunity. You know, we all wanted to go to a bowl, and it was nice to finish strong and to go to a bowl game in Florida. It'll be fun for us, just trying to knock down another door.
The Cats take down the Cards and go bowling for the first time in six seasons. Yet another story that made 2016 a year to remember. Number 4, the disconnection of Kentucky's once-vaunted health insurance exchange portal known as Connect.
Cited as a national model for states setting up their own exchanges under the federal health reform law, Connect was destined to become a short-lived legacy of former Democratic Governor Steve Beshear. Despite the high-profile praise heaped on the online portal,
Kentucky's version of the Affordable Care Act provided health insurance to more than half a million Kentuckians.
Governor Matt Bevin made good on a campaign promise in 2016 to pull the plug on the customized Kentucky exchange. In his January budget address, the governor called the system redundant and pledged to shift Connect users to the federal healthcare.gov site.
The fact is, it was bleeding out. It was being heavily subsidized by both state and federal dollars. It does not have the ability to sustain itself, and we're wasting money there that could be better applied in other areas.
Bevin estimated those savings for the state at $20 million a year, a claim disputed by former Governor Beshear, who launched a statewide campaign to save Connect and the state's Medicaid expansion.
Kentucky's health gains are real, ladies and gentlemen.
Meanwhile, the Bevin administration has submitted a waiver to the federal government in the hopes of scaling back the expansion, which the governor has also described as unsustainable at a time when the Commonwealth grapples with more than $30 billion in mounting public pension debt. While prospects for the waiver appeared iffy under the Obama administration, Bevin says those odds have improved with the election of Donald Trump. Preliminary numbers show just over 66,000 Kentuckians have now signed up for coverage through the federal site as of December 19th. That's down from 84,000 during the same period in 2014.
Number 3. The still simmering legal dispute between the University of Kentucky and its student newspaper, the Kentucky Colonel.
Not your students, not your...
The university's handling of sexual harassment cases has taken center stage in 2016, in large measure due to a single open records request made by the Colonel. Petitioning the school for more information on the case of former associate professor James Harwood, the independent student paper found itself the subject of a lawsuit brought by the university. While Harwood has denied allegations of sexual misconduct, according to documents obtained by the Colonel, editor Marjorie Kirk told WUKY the files deserve to see the light of day.
If anyone, an employee or a student, is able to get away with something and not have it be public record, not have any acknowledgement in the public eye that they did these things, they have the ability to go to other places.
But UK has steadfastly refused, arguing the move would jeopardize the privacy of victim survivors. Responding to reports of settlement deals barring the school from mentioning allegations to future employers, UK spokesman Jay Blanton said officials must weigh competing priorities.
Sometimes you're left with the option of either settlement to get that threat off campus or engage in a lengthy process where that person remains on campus, remains being paid, and that can go on for a very long time.
The case, pitting privacy against transparency, has attracted national attention, earning the paper accolades from journalism advocacy groups and criticism from UK President Eli Capelluto, who described details published by the Colonel as salacious. Both sides agree, however, that the outcome will set an important precedent for future cases. Number two, the ongoing tug of war between Republican Governor Matt Bevin and Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear.
It's not Bevin versus Beshear.
That phrase became a mantra of sorts for the state's top law enforcement official in 2016, as the son of former Democratic Governor Steve Beshear repeatedly took the new Republican governor to court over executive actions the younger Beshear argued ran afoul of state law.
And each and every lawsuit that we filed, I believe at my core, is based on a constitutional violation by this governor.
The dynamic quickly established itself with Beshear challenging the governor's authority to institute mid-year 2% budget cuts to higher education in April. While the attorney general prevailed in that case, rulings are still forthcoming in a number of others, from a suit objecting to Bevin's changes to the state's retirement systems board to a controversial overhaul of the University of Louisville Board of Trustees. For his part, Bevin has treated Beshear's lawsuits as theater, arguing the attorney general's time would be better spent investigating corruption charges in his own office.
All these lawsuits are ridiculous. They're frivolous. They're a complete waste. You know, our attorney general is in way over his head. He really is. He's bringing one silly suit after the next. He will lose them all. I think he has to know that.
In the meantime, U of L's accrediting agency has placed the school on probation amid concerns about Bevin's executive actions, a move the GOP-dominated state house could address through legislation in 2017. And number one, the Republican takeover of the state House of Representatives.
Wow, what a night.
Riding an electoral wave propelled by an unorthodox presidential candidate, Kentucky Republicans realized major gains in 2016, with none more consequential than November's flipping of the House. This is incoming House Speaker Jeff Hoover donning a Trump-like red baseball cap, speaking to a jubilant crowd at Louisville's Galt House on election night.
And we make this promise to you right here tonight, to the people of Kentucky. Those strong Kentucky values will be represented well by a new Republican majority in the Kentucky House of Representatives.
Despite the state's long-running rightward trend, Governor Matt Bevin suggested Kentucky's political about-face would have grabbed national headlines if not for the polarizing personalities at the top of the ballot.
If it had not been for that, what has happened here in this state would be the story politically nationally. There's never been in the history, I don't believe, of American politics, a state that so quickly has turned itself around politically. We went from, a year ago at this time, there were 44 members of the House in the Republican Party. There's 64 members. That's pretty unprecedented, pretty remarkable.
While Republicans have long considered the House opposition a thorn in their side, in 2016, Democrats viewed the House, the last such chamber held by the party in the South, as the only remaining bulwark against the GOP agenda. Now, with supermajorities in both chambers and a lock on the governorship, 2017 promises to be a transformative year for Republicans. With a number of long-sought-after priorities like right-to-work legislation and new abortion restrictions finally within reach. That wraps up our look back at 2016. What stories will come to define 2017? Stay tuned to WUKY to find out, and support in-depth coverage of Kentucky news by making a year-end gift at WUKY.org. I'm Josh James.
And I'm Alan Lytle for 91.3 WUKY.